Hey, you're listening to the Pedestrians Podcast with a special guest introduction by Sridhar Ramesh. Of course, they don't always have special guest Sridhar Ramesh around. That's probably why their numbers are in the toilet. But you could help improve their audience numbers by showing up this Friday, August 25th, at Endgame's Training Center for another Pedestrian Podcast live recording. The episode you're listening to today was recorded on August 2nd, 2017, with ordinary guest, pretty mundane guest if you ask me, Andy Feldman. Still, perhaps you'll carve out some enjoyment from it. Try.
Check, check, check,
check,
check,
check,
check, check,
check,
check, check, check.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. Put my name down, flip it, and reverse it.
Me, Sridhar Ramesh.
We start like that. I mean, this is how we start.
We always start without...
In medias res.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like the 10th year of the Trojan War, where we recount back where we've been this whole entire time. Like, we count back to what we've seen. It's, you know, we start it and we zoom in tight, and then we pan out.
Yes, so we see Achilles.
We
with his very long name that we recite for paragraphs upon paragraphs.
Yeah. Achilles, what is it? Rosy-fingered Achilles.
I didn't read the Iliad. So.
Yeah, no. Who did?
Who did?
Yeah.
I mean, it's basically, it's just a soap opera that you don't want to read.
And Homer never read.
Homer never read what he wrote.
He never wrote it.
He was
illiterate.
He's like Johnny Depp. He doesn't like to watch his own movies.
Yeah. Homer was the Johnny Depp of the time.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Greek poet Homer was definitely the
Johnny Depp.
The Johnny Depp of his time.
Yeah.
He paired up. Like, he did a lot of stuff with the Tim Burton of the time.
Who was not
Aristotle?
Oh yeah, no.
Aeschylus, Sophocles.
Sophocles, yes.
Sophocles.
Okay, well, welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
Yes, that's what this is.
That's what this is. You know what? Do we normally say the date?
You know, we usually do after the fact.
So should we not say it?
Let's not say it.
Okay,
we'll edit this part out.
Yeah. So welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
We've already welcomed ourselves twice now.
We also
start in the middle. You were just talking about
immediate. It's important. I mean, I think part of because I consider this part of the Homeric poems. You know, like the Homeric songs. Like we are part of the tradition. We are part of the canon, and so
Sing us a song.
Yes, we are part of the tradition, so there's a lot of repetition. This is all oral tradition.
All oral tradition. So then welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
Yeah, just in case you forgot, this is the Pedestrian Podcast. That voice that you heard was Krish.
Yeah, the other voice that you heard, the first two voices that welcomed you to the Pedestrian Podcast.
I'm considered the Homer of the Pedestrian Podcast.
Yes, completely illiterate.
You don't listen to this podcast.
Don't listen to this podcast. I go from town to town preaching. Yeah, I'm an itinerant preacher.
Yep, that's exactly.
And you wear fedoras and have a goatee.
This is a new version of Homer.
Well, if he's Johnny Depp of his day.
He's like a...
They wore fedoras all the way back. He was a trendsetter in ancient Greece.
Turns out to be a horrible person.
Turns out Homer was a terrible person. By the way, that amazing voice, that deep, resonant, sonorous voice that you hear is Andy Feldman.
Welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
You
might recognize Andy Feldman from that particular bit.
Yeah. That's how Andy always sounds.
That is how Andy
this
always...
This is my real voice.
He's like Shadow Stevens.
Yeah.
You guys know Shadow Stevens?
No, who's that?
Oh.
I wouldn't know who Shadow Stevens is.
he was like a radio DJ, I think doing top 40s, like, you know, announcements.
Oh, like Casey Kasem.
Like Casey Kasem, but he was also Center Square. In Hollywood Squares.
Like,
really?
Not Casey Kasem.
Yeah, no.
More like Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, except Shadow Stevens was like a very attractive man. He was like very, for the time.
Whoopi Goldberg is not an attractive man.
she is not an attractive man. She is, however, an EGOT winner.
It's true.
What's an EGOT?
Emmy,
Grammy, Tony, and Oscar. She's won all four.
Okay.
She's dated all four. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar,
and
Tony.
Yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
Simultaneously.
Yeah,
That was a horrible breakup.
I feel like Whoopi Goldberg is someone... That, she she is someone who is like, she's a polymath. You know,
yeah.
like I feel
yeah.
like she is a jack of all trades.
Yes,
she's all over the place.
Yeah, don't you feel then that her time on The View, she must be like,
she must
upset.
Think everyone else is an idiot.
Yeah,
yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Totally wasted
like,
on that.
Why am I? Why am I surrounded by this group of people?
I totally identify with it.
All moving over.
In what context, Hector?
Just in the way that she is all over the place and just like, you know, so. Learned.
Whoopi Goldberg is your spirit animal.
Yes.
And that you feel superior to him.
No, I don't think Whoopi thinks that way. She's humble about the fact that
she's superior
so
and humble.
Yeah, yeah. But she is very talented.
She's very
she's in that Charlie Sheen 9/11 movie that's coming out this fall.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Too
okay.
soon.
Yeah, yeah, we're going there.
Wait, he's making a 9/11 movie now?
Yes.
That sounds wrong
it's,
on so many levels. I haven't even seen
yeah.
it. It's just, I can't see, like, the fact that you put Charlie Sheen and 9/11
in
the
same
sentence.
Yeah.
yeah.
I can't bring myself to watch the trailer just because it's
is it a comedy?
Like,
is it a comedy?
I don't think so. I think they're taking itself very seriously.
Is
That's,
it about September 11th?
No.
That
it's just about nine people and
Who is he in that movie? This sounds
reprehensible. I don't think they play real people. I think they're just like people who are trapped in one of the towers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Charlie Sheen one of those 9/11 was an inside job people?
Yeah.
Is he?
That too. I think he's a, yeah.
Yeah.
A truther.
What? A truth?
Oh,
is that what
no.
they call truthers?
Yeah.
I thought truthers were the Obama.
Those are birthers.
Birthers, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, he is, really?
I think
and
so.
And this is a truther movie?
It might be.
Hold on, but how come they got the name truther?
Shouldn't they be called falsers, you know?
Or no, but like...
conspirators?
Yeah, or no. I mean, like, I feel like that sort of, like, Trump, not, you know, no pun intended, but,
gotta
like, it trumps
Trump
everyone else,
episode.
Every other conspiracy, right? Like, it's
yeah.
like, that, this is the one truth, right? Shouldn't they be called inside jobbers?
Maybe.
Right? Like, truthers. Like, there's no other truth than the fact that 9/11 was an inside
I don't know if we should, like, you know, have these many questions about their thought process.
About the truthers.
They're
yeah.
already insane.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, yeah, but you gotta think like them.
in order to.
I would rather. I want to give everyone the benefit of the doubt, but oh god.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's fair. So we got.
We don't want
to
defeat them.
Well, I mean, you heard it here first. Charlie Sheen making a movie
yeah.
with.
We could be slandering Charlie Sheen. He might not be a truther. He might.
Wait, do we know this?
Well, he has tiger blood.
What
he
does
just
that
have
mean?
Tiger blood, yeah.
yeah.
What does that mean?
It's one of the,
no one knows.
Yeah, it's one of his rants when he was like high on whatever. Yeah,
okay.
and he would call into Howard Stern or something like that.
Did he call Ryan Lizza? That's my curiosity.
Who's Ryan
Lizza?
Oh, he's in the White House.
Ryan Lizza.
Oh, he's
a
New Yorker.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that would be interesting. If
this is time. By the way, we should. This is timely because Scaramucci was recently ousted after his phone call.
Absolutely. We have to mention it's timely because this probably won't be released until September.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So people will...
The next communications
yeah.
director will have come and gone by the
yeah.
time this is released.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Also, we should translate to Russian.
Yes, we should. Well, the sanctions would have passed.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're moving to a parliamentary system.
Goody.
Yeah.
Wait, how in what sense?
Well, now the president can no longer negotiate.
Yeah.
The ending of sanctions.
Oh, so just in this specific instance.
In this specific
we're moving
instance.
To a parliamentary.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so there's. I'm sure the government's going to. Who knows if we still have a democracy when this is released? But.
In the current
situation,
yes.
Charlie Sheen has called Ryan Lizza.
He's called Ryan Lizza to talk about.
Tiger blood.
Tiger blood.
And winning.
And winning. Yeah.
Nothing but winning.
Nothing
yes.
but winning.
Yeah, I saw something about. Yeah.
You know that tiger? It's a paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoia.
Oh, yeah, it's a paranoiac.
The guy took its blood.
It
took my blood.
Yeah, its fucking eye was burning bright, shining in the night.
Yeah.
That's another poet.
not
I'm
Homer.
Considered, I'm, I'm sort of considered the William Blake of this podcast.
Yes, the William Blake, who's illiterate. That's why we also...
Yeah, illiterate. Also, probably suffered from some sort of lead poisoning.
Probably. Allegedly.
Some heavy metal poison. Yeah.
Now, okay. I've heard like two definitions for lead poisoning.
Yeah.
I've heard that, you know, it's like there's like lead in the water or something
sure.
like that, or you get hit on the head with like a lead pipe.
Oh, who calls that lead poisoning?
I feel like that's like in Clue.
Yeah.
They use a lead pipe to kill you.
I feel like that's like a pun. That's like Clue being clever.
That's like Clue being clever. I feel like it's like the guillotine is the best cure for a headache.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, your headache cure.
How the headache cure is like...
It also sounds like it's like a mafia threat.
Yeah. Oh my god, I don't know if this is true. I think that came from an episode of Rocko's Modern Life, actually.
Oh!
I think, at least in Nickelodeon.
Clever.
Which is like pretty dark.
Yes.
Rocko's Modern Life
was fucked up.
It was very dark.
Yeah.
It was a dark show.
There were sort of like the two categories of Nicktoons. There was like, on the one hand, there was like the Dougs and the Rugrats.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
other end, there was like the Ren and Stimpies and
yeah,
the Rocko's Modern
yeah,
Life.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was sort of like, which side of that are you on? Are you a cat dog? Or are you
cat dog? Yeah, yeah. No, Rocko's Modern Life had like enough surreal like moments.
Yeah,
that you're
and
you
just
fe-
adult humor,
yeah.
all the time.
Exactly,
Chokey Chicken.
Yeah. Exactly,
the name of the restaurant that
yeah.
you frequented.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I.
There's no
it was
more
it was
quite
poetic.
Yeah. What's that?
It was a poetic show. You know?
It was a poetic show.
It
yeah.
relied on metaphors for adults.
Yeah, you know. Did you guys ever see the show Duckman?
Duckman.
I don't know if I ever watched it. I think like my best friend Sean, when I was a kid, like he was a big fan of it,
yeah.
even though he was like 8.
Yeah.
So if I like stayed over his house one night, he
yeah.
would want to watch it.
Yeah.
I was probably like, oh, my parents wouldn't like
when that. Yeah, yeah.
Know.
Because it's like, it was an adult cartoon
yeah.
on USA, on the USA Up All Night.
Yeah.
Oh, that was with the Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Yeah. So Duckman was one where it was Jason Alexander.
Yeah.
Played a character called Duckman, and he was a private eye, but like just an awful character, like just a terrible,
an awful duck.
Yeah,
an awful duck man.
Yeah, but like his life is falling apart. But he's also a single father to like the dumbest son. Yeah. Oh no, he had 3 kids, I think. I think
wow.
2 of them were twins, and then he had the oldest kid was just like an idiot. Adult, really.
Yeah.
And then he had these two assistants that were fluffy teddy bear assistants, and they were like always saccharine and like very happy, and they go, "Oh, sure, Mr. Duckman." They would talk like that, and they're like one's pink and one's blue, and every single episode he would find ways to like mutilate these two assistants. Like he would throw them in the blender.
The
it was an itchy and scratchy sort of situation.
Oh wow,
it
I was thinking of a Kenny from South Park.
Yeah. It was great.
It was great.
It was so good. It was so good because
great for children to watch.
It was delicious. It was so delicious.
It was yeah. It was Ryan Lizzo's.
It was poetic.
It was poetic.
Yes.
Duckman was the Homer of the USA
yeah.
up all night.
Well, I think I think the people who produced Duckman were probably similar. Were probably the same people who produced Rocko's Modern Life. Maybe it's like I think it's all part made by the same production studio.
We'll find out. Classy Chupo. Klasky Chupo?
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
I remember
yeah.
their logo.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I can't describe
Real Monsters,
it, but...
I think they also make that.
Real Monsters.
That was, like, right in between the Rugrats and Dougs and the Rockos and Ren and Stimpy's.
Because it was kind of dark.
It was dark, but it wasn't adult.
It was an adult.
Yeah. The one on the other side, one that was clearly on the Doug Rugrats side, was Hey Arnold.
Yeah.
That was like... A step up, but on the same side.
Yeah,
it was about like preteens.
Yeah,
I thought that was my favorite, like in the Nickelodeon universe.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was very high quality. Arnold was like where I think of like children's cartoons, I think of Arthur and Friends, like, mm-hmm. that to me is, like, the pinnacle of, like, children's cartoons.
Wait, Arthur?
Arthur with
the
UW.
Aardvark?
Yes.
The Aardvark?
Yes.
Okay.
You thought that was the pinnacle?
That was the pinnacle of children's. And then, like, the tween stuff is, like, Hey Arnold. It's just
mm-hmm.
the characters felt real. Like, I loved them.
I think
they dealt with real problems.
They dealt with real problems, yeah.
I felt Muppet Babies was, like, the pinnacle of children's.
They dealt with real problems.
They dealt with real problems.
Muppet Babies?
Yeah. Yeah.
The pinnacle.
DW. And like
Griffith? Wait, what's the
Arthur's little sister. Arthur's younger sister.
Oh, was a racist.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, say yeah.
Yeah, so well, what about you? What's the pinnacle of your childhood?
I wanna say Bobby's World.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I love that show.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Just the fact that
Bobby.
Howie Mandel just chants those words, the sound of the voice, the
sound
of the child.
This is Bobby.
I write a book reel.
This is so unsettling.
Right? Like, as adults, it's weird and creepy.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
as
yeah,
a
yeah.
Child, it's just like, ah, it sounds like
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Howie Mandel.
He's now a game show host.
He's now a game show host. He's,
yeah.
You know,
just like Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, how he's fallen.
Yeah.
Wait, is Whoopi Goldberg a game show host?
Well, she, I mean, if you're the center square on, like,
but that's not on anymore.
Yeah, I don't think
is
that's
it?
Still on.
No, so she's,
that.
So I think we're saying, and we said that she's fallen, right? So that means game show host is above View host.
You know, I feel like Whoopi Goldberg comes in cycles, you know? Like, I feel like there's, like, when Goldberg rising and Goldberg waning, you know,
this
like
is the dawning of the
yeah, exactly.
Of the Whoopi Goldberg.
I feel like every decade there's some like emergence of Whoopi, because like think about it, like in the 80s there was like her, you know, her
big
Whoopi time, right?
Yeah.
You had like Jumpin' Jack Flash. You had was Ghost in the 80s or 90s?
Ghost was 1990, so
1990.
Like, right there. Right
and then Sister Act was 90s.
In the
90s,
yes. Yeah. So, like, you know, there was, like, a moment where...
Oh, Karina was in the 90s?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that
yeah.
was really good.
Wow.
But then, like, and then, but also, Star Trek, Next Generation.
Right.
Oh, my gosh, you're
yeah.
right. Yeah. So that was, like,
yeah.
that was her era, the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. But she also, but then, like, she kind of went away, but then, like, she came back strong in the aughts with the View, wasn't she on in the?
Yeah, I guess the question is, do we consider the View a crowning achievement of hers, or?
I mean, it's a hit daytime talk.
It is
yeah.
a hit daytime.
Yeah,
show.
Yeah.
It's just gone through so many host changes.
Yeah,
that it feels like the whole thing's
mm-hmm.
in constant flux.
And just because you're surrounded by idiots doesn't make you any less of a
hey,
crowning.
Don't knock Joy Behar after.
I've actually never seen the View.
Yeah.
So wait, is Mario Lopez on the View?
Mario Lopez?
Yeah, Mario Lopez.
Yeah. From
is he on The View now?
I don't know. Was he on some sort of talk show, morning talk show?
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Was he on
called,
the
I think he was on Men's Version
the
of
men's
The View.
Version
yeah,
of the
Men's
yeah.
Version of The
because
View. Because... With Dr. Oz?
Was Dr. Oz on
there? Was Dr. Oz on there?
No, I just made that
wait,
up.
Wait, why do you think of Dr. Oz? Also, who is Dr. Oz?
Dr. Oz is some hack doctor who
oh, yeah.
hosts a daytime talk show.
Hi, who's the other doctor?
Phil?
Phil. What's the deal with Dr. Phil? Is
Dr.
Phil,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I basically, I think if you're,
I mean, I think
have
if you're
a daytime talk show and you're a doctor, quote unquote.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you're basically, you're not practicing. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys want to be on get daytime doctor talk show doctors?
That's
nah.
not my goal. No.
No.
No? You have no desire to do that?
No.
Solve people's problems?
I feel like I'd do that better as a detective, you know, solve crimes.
You're a regular duck man.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah, 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 yeah. Like a detective, but like solving like your personal issues.
Existential.
Yeah, exactly.
Crisis.
Yeah.
Existential crises. Like what's your existential crisis right now, Hector? I'm going to solve it.
Mine is that I feel like I'm too old to be doing what I'm doing. And that I want to have some roots.
Okay, great. So I see. There are these two problems. One is you're too old to be doing what you're doing. So you have two options there.
Yeah.
One is to do something different. The other is to change your mindset. Change your mindset.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
So you have two options there. We have to explore that mystery a little. We have to dig a bit further there.
Okay.
And the first part.
Wait, hold on. Am I paying you by the hour or?
I get paid for this. Whoa, I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah. Unless
you
it's
had
a pro
to
bono.
Say something.
Unless it's pro. Well, like maybe I'm just some hot dame that walked
free.
In off the street who didn't know better, and it's raining outside. Like,
I like where this noir is going.
Yeah. Am I so? What's the deal? Am I like what kind of what kind of investigation? Are you gonna take some photos?
Are you gonna slip me a Mickey? Okay.
This is the darker version of I Heart Huckabees.
Yeah. Wait, what was I Heart Huckabees?
That was the one in the wilderness, or that was the Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, I Heart Huckabees was a David
movie.
Russell movie
David
about existential detectives.
Oh, okay.
Jason Schwartzman had like a problem, so he went to Dustin.
Oh,
Huffman,
I Heart Huckabees.
Collins.
I thought of that as like in the Royal Tenenbaums. Like that's. Well, that was not a Royal Tenenbaums movie. That was another movie.
No, but I had
Wait.
Jason Schwartzman, so it has that Wes Anderson
character. Are you saying a movie that exists in the universe of Royal Tenenbaums? Like a movie that Wes Anderson made inside the universe of the Royal Tenenbaums?
So this is like the Quentin Tarantino universe,
yes.
or the Pixar theory, but... It crosses Wes Anderson and David O. Russell movies.
Oh, yeah.
So the Pixar theory, just for our listeners, that's the theory that...
Yeah, for our listeners.
For our listeners.
For further reading.
Is the idea that all of the movies in Pixar take place in the same universe, which is Emeryville. And you see it on... which is Emeryville.
Yeah.
Even the dinosaur one?
Even the dinosaur.
Oh, prehistoric Emeryville.
Have they added the good dinosaur into it? Because
I think
the Pixar theory came like before Inside Out. I don't know if they've added the newest movies.
Oh, interesting.
What about all the Toy Story ones?
They all take place in Emeryville.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I forget exactly how it works, but I mean, it's like basically like Cars is our future after humans have gone extinct.
Cars?
Wall-E.
Yeah. Yeah,
Wall-E,
so like, Cars takes place after Wall-E,
okay,
or something. So like,
well,
Cars is post Wall-E.
I think that's how it goes.
Interesting. I've actually never seen.
If you think about Wall-E, doesn't Wall-E evolve into?
I also have never seen Wall-E.
I think that's part of it. That sounds like it should be.
Wasn't there a planes version of Cars?
Yes, but it wasn't Pixar.
Oh, okay.
It was just Disney.
Oh, yuck.
But it was like a spin-off. And I think they're doing like a space version next.
That Disney's doing or Pixar's doing?
That Disney is doing. But set in the Cars universe still.
Yuck.
Yeah.
Wait, why does the Cars have a universe if there's fucking space shuttles? Like, who the fuck cares about Cars when you have space shuttles that can go to different galaxies?
I don't know.
Why are Cars important?
I don't know. It's like you feel like in this day and age, like where we're trying to get more clean energy, that we shouldn't have cars.
Yeah,
this is interesting because when we have that thought, made me think, why not just make all of these satellites that we send out of the solar system sentient and make them live for centuries?
That's Skynet. That's how we die.
then they'll meet aliens.
Then we die twice.
When you say make them sentient, like, what do you mean by that?
I don't know what I mean by that.
Okay. But
make them aware of their superiority.
Well, but this goes back to a conversation we had when Max was on. We were talking about networking between artificial intelligence,
mm-hmm.
And I wondered what would be the purpose of, like, is that their version of socializing, right? Like, when you have hubs networking with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, in our human society, we have weird competitive behaviors of like hierarchy and needing,
mm-hmm.
That's sort of like very troop and like
tribe
based.
And what bothers me about this whole like Skynet, all this nonsense is I consider Skynet nonsense. We have this idea that computers are going to destroy us because they'll all cooperate with each other. So they're first at one point they're like incredibly cooperative things, but they're so cooperative, but they're so selfish that they want to kill all humans and just have it for themselves. So they have this like very cooperative nature with it. They're so cooperative, they're so egalitarian, they want to kill you.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Choose.
Right. Yeah. Well, I feel like more sophisticated renderings of like, artificial intelligence doomsday has it such that it's not that they want to kill us, but it's just our existence doesn't make sense anymore. Like it's like we're so far from perfect.
It's Ultron.
Yeah, it's very Ultron.
I'm like built to protect humanity, and
yeah.
the best way to protect humanity
is to eradicate
destroy humanity.
Yeah, because humanity is the worst thing for humanity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some hubris there. But
yeah, exactly.
With Ultron, anyway. But.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think the thing about like. Why would Skynet, like, why does Skynet need to make the, why does a Terminator look humanoid?
To blend in.
Because
they send the Terminator back in time to kill Sarah Connor.
I see. But in that war, though, in the war,
future, they're just naked robots.
Yeah, but they're still, like, why do they need to look, you know, human?
Oh, I know why. Because the only thing that can... transport in like the weird time travel orb they have is like organic matter.
I see.
I got a little distracted for a second because when the second you said talked about the Terminator universe, I was thinking about Arnold Schwarzenegger and I was thinking, has he been in any movies with Whoopi Goldberg? I feel like he has, but I can't place it. Like, not Kindergarten Cop.
No,
that's not it.
No,
but
I feel like
they kind of had like their heyday around the same time,
and I feel like they must
have
overlapped.
They just kind of danced around
each
other
in
Hollywood.
Exactly.
Ooh, there needs to be a Schwarzenegger Goldberg joint.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Whoopi and
that.
Arnold.
I'd watch
that. Would be amazing.
Yeah. I think what I was thinking of was Ted Danson.
Ted Danson, sure.
They were
married.
They were married. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all ponder the marriage.
We all
yeah,
ponder
Danson
the marriage.
Yeah, that's
interesting. It's like I can't imagine Ted Danson with anyone but Mary Steenburgen.
Oh yeah, that's right. They're married. That's
that's
nice.
That's cool. They're cute.
Yeah,
they're cute.
That's funny. Like we remain very silent on the Whoopi Goldberg pairing. Like, oh, that's nice.
That makes more sense.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, they're just
no, I think,
that make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was always like weird, right? Like it was one of those things.
Why
that,
was
like,
it weird? I don't know why it was weird.
I don't know. It's just like they seem like very different personalities.
Why do they seem like different personalities?
Mm.
Ted Danson seems kind of reserved in a way.
It doesn't
Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg's more like extroverted.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's true.
True. No,
that would be
yeah.
like just a very loose hypothesis.
Do you think? Because there was that one movie that they had together about like being like in an interracial.
Was that wasn't Karina Karina?
No, it was like it was called Color Something.
Was Ted Danson in Karina Karina?
No, I don't think so.
I think that was
Neil
Patrick Harris, right?
Was it? I thought it was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sorry.
it was a crossover between that and Last Action Hero.
Last Action Hero, that wasn't bad. I still think True Lies is one of the best Schwarzenegger movies.
True Lies? That's the one that they turned into an HBO series?
No. That's Little White.
Big Little Lies.
Big
was like
Little
Lies.
Big Little
Lies. Spinoff of True Lies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're in the same universe.
As long as there's like an oxymoron
in the
title.
That's the Lies theory.
The Lies. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Lies theory is that all movies with lies in the title exist in the same universe.
If you look in the background of the season finale of Big Little Lies, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger's character running towards the camera and then blackout.
Yeah. Oh, you see a Harrier jet flying in one of the scenes, and that's the Harrier jet.
And then Tom Arnold appears like, I'm here for some reason too.
Yeah.
So it's the Quentin Tarantino theory, because I know at least part of it is true, because like there's the whole in Pulp Fiction, Uma Thurman references the pilot that she was in,
which is
for female sciences, which is Kill Bill.
Yeah.
So that I see that connection. But all of them are somehow connected.
Yeah. So let's see.
How's Django Unchained connected?
Django Unchained is connected.
It's a futuristic post-Cars apocalypse.
Yes.
Because it's part of
the time just...
It's part of the Revenge trilogy, right? Because there's that, there's Inglourious Basterds,
and
the
Kill Bill.
No, I thought the other one in that trilogy was... There was Django Unchained, Inglourious Basterds, and the third one was the one that took place in that cabin.
Hateful Eight isn't really about revenge, though.
Oh, okay.
Hateful Eight's more like...
It's more about hate.
More like, and then there were none, or... Yeah, or...
Yeah, it's
Agatha
a bit more like... It's a bit more, it's very Agatha Christie,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is funny, because the mystery doesn't reveal itself until, like, an hour and a half in.
Yes.
But that's Tarantino for you. But Django is connected, I think, very loosely. Like, Christoph Waltz's character, like, has a warrant or something... And you see the name Kuntz,
mm-hmm.
which is the last name of Christopher Walken's character in Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
But the more famous connection is that Django's wife, Brumhilda, her full name is Brumhilda von Shaft.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that Shaft is related to Django.
Wait, who's
John
Shaft?
John Shaft from Shaft.
He's
why is that?
But Shaft is not in Tarantino's universe.
No, but it's just kind of an offshoot. That's like a more famous connection for Django specifically.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of Tarantino going like, "Huh? See what I can do?
Yeah.
I'm on cocaine all the time.
This
I'm on cocaine all the time."
Yes. But what about Jackie Brown?
Jackie Brown, I think, is the one that isn't. Oh, or is it? So there's some connection. Michael Keaton's character is in another movie, but I think that's just because he's a Elmore Leonard character that makes various appearances. I forget the other
Michael
movie
Keaton's
he's in,
yeah.
But he plays the same character. Pretty sure it's him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was before the Keaton Renaissance.
Yeah,
so we're currently
on Batman?
His recent renaissance as
Birdman.
Duckman. Duckman, live action Duckman. I'm sorry, Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
That'd
Birdman.
Be amazing.
Yes, I forgot. That's so funny because Birdman is, it's basically him reprising his Batman role.
Yeah. I think that was the whole like meta.
Yeah.
That's the little meta joke.
That's the joke.
That's the joke, yeah.
Well, and oddly enough, he plays a Birdman villain in Spider-Man.
Yeah.
In the new Spider-Man.
He's
the one without Tobey Maguire, who also played Batman.
Yeah.
Yes, the worst Batman.
The worst Batman.
Now, I saw those tweets.
Yes.
What is that about?
So, this goes back to, I was having a conversation with Hector, and I think at some point what happened was I made the statement out loud, you know, Tobey Maguire was the worst Batman.
Yeah.
And I realized in the second that I said that I meant to say Tobey Maguire was the worst Spider-Man. And I was like, well, I've already said that.
Yeah.
Let me at least commit to it.
Yeah.
I said, you know, he just kept shooting out webs and didn't even call himself Batman.
Yeah.
But what I meant to say was he was the worst Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then...
But that's the best because now you've turned it into like my
character on Twitter.
50% of your tweets is basically Donald Trump justifying how Tobey Maguire was the worst Batman.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly
sad.
Ridiculous exclamation point.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Yeah, it's one of the highlights.
Yeah. Really weak. I want to use the phrase really weak.
Yeah.
I want to see Tobey Maguire.
It's I honestly feel like it's the best appropriation of the Donald Trump persona. Is to like continue to like talk about how Tobey Maguire was the worst Batman.
Because it's like you're like doubling down on false information.
Yeah, you're doubling down, and then you're finding all these reasons.
Well, you got it. Does Tobey Maguire have a Twitter? Because you need to start tagging
him. Oh, I started tagging him.
Yes!
I started following him. My most recent tweet tags him with a hashtag worst Batman.
If he sees this, he's just going to be like, what?
But he's going to start seeing all of it. Yeah.
It's good.
But then there's just going to be a rumor that he's replacing Ben Affleck as Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
It's like, I'm going to be the worst Batman now.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be so great if he follows you and then he brings on all his followers and then you surpass Shreether in followers.
Oh, yeah. That would
be
awesome.
That would...
How many followers does Shreether have?
I don't know. In a few hundred, I guess.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty good.
That's good. Yeah. I have like at least... A two-digit number?
Yeah.
At least a two-digit number?
He started following me today.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yuck. He is a truther.
Yeah.
Yuck. That's so gross.
So welcome back to another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast.
That's right.
We're here recording in a building constructed of
steel.
There's some glass,
some concrete, some plaster.
It's painted.
It's painted. Oh, yeah. Filaments. There's filaments.
There are probably some pipes in the walls.
Pipes in the walls, of course. Dreams. There's dreams, probably. This building is constructed on dreams.
There's existential crises.
Yes. Existential crises.
And detectives who solve them.
And that voice you hear is the illustrious Krish.
Yes, and that voice that introduced me is the illustrious Hector.
We're both illustrious. illustrious.
You don't get your own adjective.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Well, it's better than me saying the illiterate.
Is it?
Is it?
At least it's something.
All right. Uniquely illiterate Hector.
Thank you. And joining us again.
What am I going to be?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, Krish, I think it's your turn.
It's my turn. Okay. Talented.
Ooh, Mr. Ripley.
The superlative.
Superlative.
Oh, thank you. All-encompassing.
Yeah.
All-encompassing, yeah.
The superlative.
The Alpha and the Omega.
Yes, the Alpha and the Omega. The Ricky and the Rampage.
The Ricky and the Rampage.
Thank you, Chris.
Yes,
thank you.
The one, the only, Andy Feldman.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
I never got a superlative in my high school yearbook.
Oh, you're most likely to Rampage.
If they didn't have that.
Well, did you guys get a most likely to do this and that?
Nope.
We had funny ones,
but no one. We didn't have that in my high school. No one got any of that.
I feel like you should, because like it's. I don't know. It seems like a tradition to me.
To me, it seems like nonsense.
I mean, it means nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, but it could also influence you for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
it could. Yeah. It could be like that thing.
You
that,
do
that thing.
Tearing my heart into a million pieces. Yeah.
Hey,
do
Siri.
Hey,
Siri, do that thing you do.
Siri.
Ding, ding. I don't understand.
So what you think it's nonsense. You think it's a tradition. But your high school, both your high schools had it?
Yep, it was in my yearbook.
Now, did you have, like, the kind of
the
cliche ones?
Most
like,
likely to succeed,
yeah,
all that jazz.
Does everyone get a superlative?
Nope.
It's
a one page.
Voted on.
It's a one page thing.
Does it? Can it go on your college? Does it get into college?
Nope.
Most likely to get into college. Is
nope.
There one that says most
it's
likely?
Like,
to get
I'm on the waiting list for Stanford, but my superlative hasn't come out yet.
Yeah. One thing I remember.
Most
my,
likely to be on the waiting list for Stanford.
One thing I remember from my yearbook is you could put a quote underneath you, like
oh yeah,
yeah, a senior quote or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was my favorite part.
I have one that I'd use now that I wish existed when I was in high school. It's in the epigraph of this book called Theft by Peter Carey.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Let me try to remember. Yeah, Joaquin was born before the war in the time when students had to memorize all 20 rules of capitalization. To this, he added one more that he would do in all instances exactly as he pleased.
That's a long quote.
Yeah.
It is. But I
what
love,
did that mean
quote.
To you?
Huh?
Yeah.
I think what it meant to me was, okay, there are these 20 rules that he has to memorize about capitalization, and he's adding one more rule, which is in all moments he's going to do exactly what he wants. So he's like, the final rule that he adds just sort of eliminates the first 20. And
so what you're basically saying is high school doesn't matter if you have that quote.
If I have that quote, yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like it's what happens from here on out.
It doesn't matter. Exactly.
Wait, is that your sentiment though when you had that quote?
I think the sentiment of that quote was, yeah, we spend so many times. There's so many things that I've done in my life where I've learned all these rules only to sort of break those rules.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems to me like a lot of rules that we learn are sort of false. And
do you believe that? Did you believe that then?
When I read the quote, I believed it. I don't know if I believed that in high school, but when I read the quote, I instantly grabbed
it. It spoke to you because do you feel like deep down inside you are like a disestablishmentarian?
Anti-disestablishmentarian. I think there's something that I like about it.
Well, I mean, I guess the thing I'm wondering is, like, was this a revelation of, like, fuck the system? Like, were you an anarchist, like, inside?
This is how Chris became an anarchist.
Yeah.
It was more of me thinking to myself, you know, I don't get why people follow all these rules. This is the right way to be. It's like the right way to be is to say, okay, I recognize these rules exist, but at any moment in time, I'm going to do what's best for me. You know.
Why
do fools fall in love?
I'm just going to pause.
Oh, that's your existential crisis. Okay, so,
oh, we don't have time to go into that.
I think it to keep the species alive. That's why.
Solved. Humanity prevails.
Mystery solved.
Fools fall in love. Well, I mean, do you think love in general is a foolish pursuit, or is it?
Yeah, but it's a fun one.
Yeah.
It's
a fun and necessary.
I don't
one.
See the. I think we're too hard on ourselves. You know, mistakes are fine.
Yeah.
And what is love? Baby,
don't hurt me.
No more. I'm just gonna like sneeze.
Siri,
song titles.
Siri, what is love?
I do not know how to help with that.
I am a robot. I do not have the capacity to love. I'm not Samantha from Her.
Mm-hmm. Things like Siri, autopilot, and all these other things, they bother me as this ridiculous hype.
Sorry, what is autopilot?
Autopilot is a feature...
In your car.
It's the name of the feature... it's the name of the current features within Tesla's cars.
Tesla's.
And all it is,
okay.
It's just two things. It'll stay in the same lane, it's adaptive cruise control. It's just those two features. They call it autopilot. Every car has that. And
yeah.
Like my car has that.
Your car has it, but it's not called autopilot.
It's not called autopilot.
It's called coffee spilling.
It's called driver assist. Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause it has the coffee symbol that comes on. So my car, if it has to correct you too many times, it'll be a little coffee icon that flashes in your dashboard that basically tells you to go get a cup of coffee.
And then it'll make you coffee.
Oh no, it insults you.
Yeah.
Skynet.
Wait, does it actually make you coffee?
No, it just tells you to pull over at the next stop.
Why don't they have that feature in cars?
Yeah.
I
don't even drink coffee, and that sounds like a good idea.
Wait, you don't drink coffee?
No, I don't like the taste.
Do you get caffeine in other ways?
I like tea.
So you drink
tea has an extended release of the caffeine. It's like a slow release of caffeine.
Yeah.
You say that so like someone who
extended release of the caffeine.
Yeah, yeah. You say that like someone who's really like ridden the dragon or
well,
slow
release. Well, I feel like coffee has that intense spike. Coffee's like that spike of caffeine, and then you're like crashing immediately.
Yeah. I gotta have the caffeine.
Tea, it's just like it's there. You're alert. You just stay alert.
But coffee, man, it's just like. It's life, right? It's like all of life in your face right there.
But then you get the withdrawal, and then you just feel
You don't get that with tea? You don't get that with
tea? It's just because you're, like, just staying smooth.
Krish, I feel like you're doing Tai Chi right now.
Tai Tea.
Tea. Tai Chi with the milk. Tai Tea is with the milk.
Tai Tea.
It's interesting, though, because, like, I started drinking a lot of tea once I got my job, and I was falling asleep at my desk a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm starting to notice that I don't know if caffeine does anything to me anymore, because it doesn't necessarily make me feel energized or awake, because even after like finishing a cup of tea, I'm still like nodding off.
But that's tea.
Do you think that's it?
I think so. Tea makes me sleepy.
Yeah.
But it's high caffeinated tea.
I don't know. I mean, you can have caffeine and not feel. I feel like I don't know. It's definitely a different sort of experience with tea.
Mm-hmm.
Like coffee will like get me
jack
going,
you up, yeah.
You know, but like
coffee will grab you by the horns.
Tea, tea will give you wings. tea. I feel like is sort of like it has like the sense of like sleepiness. You know, it's warm. And it's like comforting.
Yeah.
I guess
coffee is
a rainy day drink.
Yeah, and coffee's like. Acidic, you know? It's like in your face.
Yeah.
It's like, bitch, please, don't tell me about how hard your work is.
your head bob.
I know, I'm sorry.
Listeners, you missed a good head bob.
You know, like, I feel like coffee's like in your face.
That's actually not good. I mean, if somebody splashed coffee in your face,
that would be bad. Yes.
Yes.
You don't want coffee actually in your face, unless it's going into your mouth.
As a fucking middle-aged adult, I should be able to drink coffee.
Oh, you're not middle-aged yet.
You don't think I am middle-aged. You don't.
I think middle-age happens like after you're 40.
Well, I'm getting close.
Yeah, but you're not there yet.
I'm getting there.
Come on, round down.
Round down. Chris, I feel like you've chased that dragon. Now you're riding that tea dragon into its cave.
I feel like I'm crashing.
Yeah, I feel like you're crashing. You doing all right there?
I'm doing all right. I'm surviving.
Yeah,
I'm still jet lagging a little bit from my Hawaii trip.
Oh yeah, we haven't even talked about your Hawaii
trip. Boast about your Hawaii trip.
Yes, I was in Hawaii, and now I'm no longer in Hawaii.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well, now that we talked about you, let's go. which island were you on?
I was on Oahu.
Do you know, I feel like that is always the question that gets asked.
Which island?
Which island? Because, like, it's the most innocuous question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it's
basically
like, why are we in such a habit to ask innocuous questions?
Because we don't know each other that well. I mean, obviously we know, I could go, bitch, please. Which island were you on?
Because you just drank coffee.
Yeah, because I just drank some coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were on Oahu.
I was on Oahu.
Now, Oahu's different from the Big Island.
Which still bothers me.
What is the Big Island?
Because Oahu is a big island.
Oahu.
No, it's not Hawaii.
Yeah.
It is Hawaii.
It's in the state of Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
Hawaii is
But isn't there, like, a Hawaii island?
Yes, that's Hawaii.
And that's the Big Island.
That's the Big Island.
But that's not Oahu.
It's not Oahu.
Great.
It's the one with the volcano.
Oh, how many? Wait, was there only one with a volcano? I feel like
there's one with an active volcano.
Oh,
and that's
in Oahu.
It's in the Big Island.
Oh, it's in the Big Island.
Hawaii.
Okay,
who's on first?
this topography test is going to be tomorrow, and it's worth half your grade.
Yeah. Okay, we got
Kauai.
It.
Are you asking? Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and he's back. Second wind.
Yes.
So you're in Oahu.
I was in Oahu.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it.
Can you tell us some of your highlights?
I drove around the island. I drank coffee.
What did you drive around?
I drank Kona coffee. I drank a lot of Kona coffee.
Great. They make that in abundance there.
They do. And I haven't been drinking coffee since I came back. So I've been
crashing.
Crash.
But what kind of car did you drive there?
Oh, that's a good question. It was a Mazda 3.
Oh, sporty.
Yeah, very sporty.
Wait, is that a hatchback?
It did not have a hatchback.
Did it have autopilot?
It did not have autopilot.
I have no
It handled well.
The defense rests.
Yeah.
I still don't know what my charges are, Your Honor.
You're being charged with
being a
visiting
witness.
Hawaii.
Yeah.
You've been charged with visiting Hawaii. How do you plead?
Yeah, you've been charged with riding the dragon.
I feel like the title of this episode should be Riding the Dragon or Not.
Yeah, Riding the Dragon or Not.
Now we
have
a title. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm good at that.
but, you know, like, this whole time, we were talking to Andy. We haven't even gotten to, like, Andy.
What? Yes.
Andy.
Oh. The heart of
which island were you on?
I've never been to Hawaii.
Really?
I've yet to visit Hawaii.
Well, we know one fun fact about Andy is that he can name every episode of Lost.
Yes.
Speaking of islands,
exactly.
Yeah.
This would be entertaining.
Right. It's just like, you know, like you fly around there with a pilot.
Yeah. And then you crash in.
Yeah.
Crash in,
and then it's
a Tabula Rasa after that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then you're on the island you think you might want to walk about.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You think it's a Tabula Rasa, but then you get – everyone explores everyone's pasts.
Yes.
Wait, is that the title of an episode?
No.
Is Chris just like
– Episode 5, explore everyone's pasts.
Oh,
yeah,
is Tabula
yeah.
Rasa one of the titles of the episode?
That's the third – okay. It's weird because like it's the third episode, but technically it's considered – Season 1, Episode 1 because of the pilot and pilot Part 2.
Yeah.
And that's how TV seasons work. So episode, like the second or third episode, depending on like if there was a part, two-parter or something, is like the first episode.
Right. The pilot never counts.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Yeah.
I never understood that.
It's a pilot. It's the one that got you there.
Yeah.
Like
which
why
is,
are we counting?
Which is very similar to the show Lost.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. The pilot got
the pilot got
did not
to
count.
That.
Well, I've never seen Lost, so
I won't name every title.
So, please,
we only got
Andy,
three.
We have 20 minutes.
I can name it unless it's 20 minutes.
Pilot 1, Pilot 2.
Pilot Part 1, Pilot Part 2, Tabula Rasa, Walkabout, White Rabbit, House of the Rising Sun, The Moth, Confidence Man, Solitary, Raised by Another, All the Best Cowboys Have Daddy Issues, whatever the case may be, Hearts and Minds, Special, Homecoming, Outlaws, ... In Translation, Numbers, Deus Ex Machina, Do No Harm, The Greater Good, Born to Run, Exodus, Parts 1, 2, and 3, Man of Science, Man of Faith, Adrift, Orientation, Everybody Hates Hugo, and Found, Abandoned, The Other 48 Days, Collision, What Kate Did, The 23rd Psalm, see, this is the part where I start to screw up.
You're doing great.
What season are we on?
We're on 2.
Oh, nice.
The 23rd Psalm, Fire Plus... Shit.
You're doing great.
The Hunting Party, then Fire Plus Water, followed by The Long Con, then One of Them, then Maternity Leave, then The Whole Truth, then Lockdown, then Dave, then SOS, then Two for the Road, then Question Mark, then 3 Minutes, then Live Together, Die Alone, Parts 1 and 2, we're on Season 3, Tale of Two Cities, The Glass Ballerina, Further Instructions, Every Man for Himself, The Cost of Living, six, I Do, Not in Portland, Flashes Before Your Eyes, Stranger in a Strange Land, Trisha Tanaka is Dead, Enter 77, Power Avion, The Man from Tallahassee, Expose, Left Behind, One of Us, 17, Catch 22, DOC, the Brig, the Man Behind the Curtain, Greatest Hits, Through the Looking Glass, Parts 1 and 2.
Season 4.
Season 4. The Beginning of the End. Confirmed Dead. The Economist. Eggtown. The Constant. Number 6. The Other Woman. G-Young. Meet Kevin Johnson. The Shape of Things to Come. Something Nice Back Home. Cabin Fever. There's No Place Like Home. Parts 1, 2, and 3. Did I skip one?
You're in Season 5
I'm
now.
In Season 5. Great. Because you left... The Lie, Jughead, The Little Prince, This Place is Death, 316, The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham, Namaste, I did skip one! Going back, LaFleur,
yep.
Then Namaste, I always forget LaFleur because I hate that episode, okay, so Namaste, He's Our You, followed by Whatever Happened Happened, then fuck. Oh god, see, the later seasons are where it gets harder. Whatever Happened Happened. Shit.
You're only a few episodes away from finishing.
I know. Whatever Happened Happened. Then it goes to that's a Kate episode. Dead is Dead.
Yes.
Some Like It Hot.
Uh-huh.
The Variable.
Uh-huh.
Follow the Leader.
Uh-huh.
The Incident, Parts 1 and 2.
Yep. Season 6.
Season 6. LA Space X.
Yep.
Parts 1 and 2.
Uh-huh.
What Kate Does.
Uh-huh.
The Substitute.
Uh-huh.
Lighthouse.
Yep.
Sundown.
Yep.
Mr. Linus.
Uh-huh.
8888 is, Mr. Linus, that, oh, fuck, see, God, I hate Season 6. Mr. Linus,
so close, you're so close.
I know, that's not Abaterno yet, right?
That's 9.
But that is 9.
Yeah.
And that means 8 has to be something. Oh, I was doing so well. Okay, Dr. Linus, followed by, what the hell is it? Oh my god.
It's a Sawyer episode of that.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. Recon?
Yes.
So Recon, then Abaterno,
yep.
Followed by The Package,
uh-huh.
Then Happily Ever After,
yep.
Then The Last Recruit?
There's one before that.
There's one before that. Happily Ever After, followed by something.
Oh, I think it would be giving it away to tell you who's the person. It would be a total giveaway to tell you the featured character.
Oh, right. Thank you. Everybody Loves Hugo.
Yep.
Everybody loves Hugo. Then it's The Last Recruit. Then it's The Candidate. Then it's Across the Sea, followed by What They Died For, followed by The End.
There's one after, or no? Maybe it doesn't count. The new man in charge.
Oh, that doesn't count. Okay. That's like the Dakota that was just trying to explain some mysteries that didn't need to be explained.
Can you list us the Mobisodes now?
Yeah, Mobisodes. Mobisodes.
Mobisodes. Oh, Mobisodes is what that is.
Mobisodes.
Can you list the specials? Very impressive.
That is an impressive.
That's superhuman.
That is a superhuman talent.
Yeah.
It was crazy to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, we should put some background music to that for our listeners.
You know what? You should get the Lost End Credits song, because it's like tribal drums and go like...
Oh, you know, I have an Invira, which I think I can make to sound like the beginning of Lost. It's here.
Oh, you mean like the weird...
Okay. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in post.
Which I think is basically Lost.
Yeah. That was Lost. Oh shit, are we dead?
It's been purgatory the whole time.
Are we, this is,
existential detective.
Are we no, yeah, existential detective, we're in purgatory.
That answers everything.
Krish, come back from the island.
All right, he's back. He's back. Sorry.
He's back from Oahu, my
Oahu.
Friend. Andy, that was
thank you.
That was ridiculous.
Ugh. That was amazing.
Yeah. Can I ask, when do you use this talent?
Fucking never.
Oh, really?
You use it tonight.
I use it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, you should... This is just an idea. Pitch an improv show where people yell out what season and what episode of Lost, and you have to name the title.
Yeah. Oh, I have a
like that is it. That's
okay.
The show.
The whole show.
The whole show is just people say season 3 episode 18.
That is Dave. No, wait. Did you see season 3? I heard season 2 for some reason. You said 3.
3. Yeah.
Sorry, that's DOC.
And then you acted out.
No. Show's over.
DOC.
Show good.
I'm son.
No,
I don't
no,
know
no.
if my baby, who the father of my baby is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You have to act out. Yeah. The actual script.
Let's go to the medical station.
Oh, my God. It's called, the improv show is called Lost.
Andy is lost.
Yes.
Andy just recreates.
Yeah.
Andy improvises how Lost should have been.
Yeah. But it's like, it's very Shakespearean. It's like Lear.
Yeah.
You're like Lear, man.
It's
you're
the Lear
of
Endgame's improv.
Yeah. You're like the Shakespeare of Endgame's improv.
Yeah.
Just because we haven't mentioned it, Andy is a talented improviser.
Incredibly talented.
Incredibly talented.
He is a Shakespearean because he's literate, unlike Homer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or Hector.
Or Hector.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm uniquely illiterate. Andy is in a show called Baked Beliefs on the first and third
Wednesday
of every month.
Yes.
And also...
So on Thursday nights at Piano Fight in a show called Misconnections.
Right, and we should say Baked Beliefs is at Stageworks.
Mm-hmm. Yes. These are all in San Francisco, California.
Yeah, all part of... Okay, so Baked Beliefs is part of Endgames Improv.
Yeah.
And also... But Misconnections is...
Misconnections is just...
Its own thing.
It's independent.
It's like an indie.
Yeah.
It's like indie.
It's a Dan Burt production.
Oh, it's a Dan
Burt
production.
Dan Burt production.
Oh, interesting. Does he have a production? Does he have a production company?
Not that I know. I'm pretty.
Is it Klasky Chupa?
Dan Burt created Rocco's
Modern Life. Yeah. Did Dan Burt create Rocco's Modern Life? I feel like that is in his wheelhouse.
Dan Burt is actually Joel Murray.